Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Bickard. I hope you had a good All-Star break, but let's roll right back into the swing of things and break down everything from yesterday's games. We will start with the news and notes. As always, not a lot of notes as far as injuries are concerned, a lot of notes as far as injury recovery updates are concerned. The only injury really to note here is Miguel Vargas, who left the game after being hit by a pitch. He was hitting on a pitch on his left hand. Seems to be fine, I believe. No further updates on that regard, but tons of rehab assignments and recovery updates. So let's get into that here. Edwin Diaz, Kike Hernandez, both starting a rehab assignment for the Dodgers. Max Fried threw 52 pitches in a rehab outing, so he is very likely to rejoin the Yankees rotation sometime this month. Roman Anthony, Connor Earley, and Garrett Crochet still a ways out. They have been dealing with, certainly Anthony has been dealing with just lingering issues. Crochet, people were thinking maybe he could come back just a little after the All-Star break. Seems like he is going to miss a fairly extended period of time still. Based on the verbiage here, you have to assume this is like late July or early August for these guys to come back. Very tough news for a resurgent Red Sox team. Jose Ramirez, though, very close to returning for the Guardians. Julio Rodriguez, also very close to coming back from a concussion injury. He may come back even today. Nick Pivetta and Joe Musgrove threw bullpen sessions in a very good turn of events for the struggling and ailing Padres rotation. Clay Holmes and Kyle Harrison had a rehab and bullpen, respectively. And finally, Ronald Acuna Jr., the superstar, continuing to rehab. He has been in the minors over the last week, working on various things, trying to get back into playing form to try and reignite the Braves. He is likely to come back in the middle of next week. So, long list of injury updates. That's what I got for you here. As we now move on to the notable performances, where I go over the top hitters first. And then, of course, we have the second half. Well, I'll break down the pitchers. But my pitcher of the day is not one hitter. It's not two hitters. It's not five. It's the entire Nationals lineup. Everyone in the Nationals lineup just went absolutely ballistic against the Athletics today. And it was in many different innings. It was with many different bats. And I do this every once in a while because I could list pretty much everyone on here, but it's really not worth it. 21 hits, 23 runs, 6 walks, 4 home runs. They were everywhere. I mean, this was just a pulverizing lineup today. Curtis Meade got 4 hits. Rachel Paro got 4 hits. You just go up and down the lineup as I'm looking over on my other monitor here to show all the hit counts. Everyone that got an at bat for the Nationals got a hit. The worst performer, James Wood, 1 for 5 with 4 strikeouts. But when James Wood is the worst performing bat in your lineup, you know you had a good day. So the lineup for the Nationals, absolutely ballistic today. Willy Abreu, in a doubleheader, I like to add up the totals for these games. So Willy Abreu across 2 games went 3 for 8 with 2 home runs, both home runs in the same game. Caleb Durbin went 5 for 8. He has been a key part to this resurgent Red Sox team. Anthony Seigler went 3 for 8 with a walk at the top of the Red Sox lineup. Jung-Hoo Lee went 3 for 4. J.J. Weatherholt went 2 for 4, a home run and a walk. Another excellent day for the Cardinals rookie. Ellie De La Cruz went 4 for 5 with a home run. Spencer Steer, 2 for 4 with a pair of home runs. Willie Castro, 2 for 4 and a home run for the Rockies. Fernando Tatis Jr., 3 for 5. Miguel Andujar, though, crazy day. How about this? 3 for 4 with all hits being doubles. So 6 total bases for the journeyman. Carter Jensen goes 3 for 5 with a pair of doubles. Michael Massey, 3 for 5. Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Pena, both 2 for 3 with a pair of walks. 11 left on base for the Astros, though, as they fall to the Baltimore Orioles. Ryan Jeffers goes 1 for 4 with a home run, returning from the IL. Sam Antonacci goes 2 for 5 with a home run. Colson Montgomery goes 2 for 4 with a double and a walk. And the entire Braves lineup, they get an honorable mention here. 19 hits, 15 runs, 3 hits, home runs, rather, and 6 walks. They had more walks than strikeouts as a team, which is just crazy. Phenomenal performance from the Braves as, they are trying to hold on to that NL Central or NL East lead. So be sure to check out the Daily Batters Box lineup or Batters Box article. My goodness, I'm out of form from these. Long All-Star break for me, too. Check that out if you want to know more about all these hitting performances and then some. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll come back to you with my starting pitchers, the reliever report, and my preview of today's games. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. We now move on to the starting pitchers, and today I am going to give my flowers to a man who it seemed for a while would succumb to the dreaded what-could-have-been case. He is one of the greatest pitchers of all time. He's proving that. The last few years with Atlanta, Chris Sale had a masterclass of a start. Vintage Chris Sale, I don't even think really does it justice. It's just the kind of performance that he's been doing so long, so consistently at now three different teams, three different really stages of his career. And he just seems to decimate lineups wherever he goes. 7 innings, no earned runs, 2 hits, no walks. 6 Ks, 89 pitches. The strikeouts weren't super plentiful, which is a little rare for Sale, but 16 whiffs, 29 CSW percent, A+ PLV grade for the 37-year-old. He is still pitch for pitch, one of the very best in the league and one of the very best to ever do it. Sale is just an incredible story. I really adore watching him pitch. He has just such a visually distinct style and presence on the mound, the angle at which his pitches come out of. I mean, his best comparison, honestly, might be Randy Johnson, like a lefty version, which seems a little crazy. He doesn't have necessarily the total top end velocity, but if you think about Johnson as just this devastating slider fastball guy with a super sidearm delivery, that's Sale. And he's just incredibly imposing. Tremendous pitcher. This is an absolutely outrageous performance. And Sale adds 6 more strikeouts while he closes in on 3,000 strikeouts, which just seemed just a couple of years ago like he would fall well short of getting. So for Chris Sale, I'm giving him his flowers today. Moving on, Landon Roop went 7 scoreless frames, 2 hits, 3 walks, just 2 strikeouts though on 97 pitches. Got 5 whiffs, 19% CSW. This is a really weird start that really does show that sometimes pitchers can record great lines on run prevention without really doing that much. Landon Roop gets a gold star, or I guess a rainbow star, because that's kind of his thing. Gerrit Cole goes 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks, 103 pitches, 13 whiffs, 30 CSW percent. This is a good start. It's a weird start. It was against the Dodgers. I think you're happy with this with a Cole owner, although he's definitely just really different than the historical Gerrit Cole that we know, like our conceptual image of the high pumping fastball velocity guy. Not Gerrit Cole now. Still really effective. Bryce Miller goes 5 2/3, 2 earned runs, 7 hits, 6 Ks, 1 walk, 91 pitches, 15 whiffs, 31 CSW percent, A- POV grade, the fastball down a tick, still relatively effective. And Miller is a guy that really the velocity impacts how effective he's going to be a lot. Despite the really deep pitch mix, but overall solid performance. Reed Detmers goes 6 scoreless frames, 4 hits, no walks, 7 Ks, 86 pitches, 12 whiffs, 33 CSW percent, A+ PLV grade. And I've been saying it for months now. Reed Detmers is looking so good for Anaheim, and I really hope that he finds some greener pastures sometime in the trade deadline this month, because gosh, he really deserves a better defense behind him, and he really deserves to get some more time in the spotlight, because he is having a breakout, maybe a little improper for him. The ERA is incredible, but Reed Detmers, fantastic this outing. Peter Lambert, 6 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 3 walks, 10 Ks, 104 pitches, 14 whiffs, 35 CSW percent. Sell now. Just sell now. The PLV doesn't love him. A lot of the stuff isn't great around him. If you look at all the expected stats, or even just simple like K minus walk percentage, you know, despite even this outing, which has a lot of strikeouts for him, doesn't really seem to be like a thing that's going to stick. Either way, it's a really nice performance, and sometimes you take what you can get. Sandy Alcantara goes 6 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 4 walks, 7 Ks, 104 pitches. It's a vintage Sandy start. It is another six innings for the league leader in innings yet again, 136.2, or in two-thirds, rather. Sandy Alcantara doing his thing yet again. And finally, Roki Sasaki, 5 2/3, no earned runs, 5 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks, 94 pitches against the judgeless Yankees, but he was excellent for two reasons. Number one, the whiffs, 16, 31 CSW%, really excellent. Why did he get so many whiffs? Fastball velocity was up a ton, 100.1 miles an hour through his hardest pitches as a major leaguer here, topped out, I believe, 101.8. I mean, there's not many starting pitchers that go over 100, not over 101, certainly. And Sasaki very nearly breaking into the very exclusive group of starting pitchers that have thrown 102 pitches, 102 mile an hour pitches. This is a great outing and a really encouraging one. Now, this might be he's trying to ramp it up in a start back, from the All-Star break, a start against the Yankees. You know, adrenaline's flowing, but he's also had his velocity just kind of creep up over the last few months incrementally. So we'll see if that sustains. If his fastball is at this level, we can expect a lot of great things from Sasaki. I am skeptical, though. But if you want to hear more analysis on that Roki Sasaki start and many others, check out the Plus Pitch podcast and check out Nick and Jake's daily SP roundups. Jake should be writing the edition for yesterday's games. As we now move on to the reliever report, where I go over who saved it and who blew it. Tanner Scott gets the save for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Yoenis Gomez picks up his 12th save of the year for the Minnesota Twins. Tyler Wells, his third for the Baltimore Orioles. Bradley O'Brien is 25th for the St. Louis Cardinals. It is crazy how much they use Riley O'Brien, despite him really not being that effective, but it goes to show how weird saves are. And Alec Gamboa picks up one for a long save, his first of the year. So congrats to him and the ever bizarre save stat. And oh, yes, Aroldis Chapman. He picks up his 20th save as well. Almost forgot. Who blew it? This one wasn't hard to pick. Kyle Hart blew it, and he blew it bad. It is a hard act to follow going after Mason Miller. I understand that. But getting one out, four hits, four runs, three of them earned, blowing a three-run lead in the bottom of the 10th against the Royals? That's a hard pill to swallow. That is for sure. Yeah, I don't really know what to say about this one. That's just a brutal outing, and you probably aren't depending on Kyle Hart in your fantasy league, but either way, rough. So that's going to be the reliever report. Check out not a lot of like real bullpen activity tonight, or not a lot of notable. Anyway, check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for more information on these pitchers and more. As we now look forward to today's slate of games, got a full slate of games here. Got some games that are makeups, the makeup for the Pirates Guardians game from yesterday. So my top games to look out for: the Tigers at the Angels. It is Tarek Skubal, and I'm going to say it every week, what might be his last game as a Tiger, against Grayson Rodriguez. The Marlins at the Brewers is Max Meyer versus Shane Drohan. The Giants at the Mariners, Logan Webb versus Brian Wu. But my game of the day is going to be that makeup game from yesterday. It's the Pirates at the Guardians, Jared Jones versus Gavin Williams. That is a really interesting matchup. Two high velocity arms, two young, interesting arms, and two pesky lineups. So that should be a really good matchup. And that is going to be a really nice comeback for the First Pitch podcast. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com for further access. Sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PLV apps, and to support the Pitcher List staff. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me on the website, formerly known as Twitter, at Carson Picard PL, and on the Shouts podcast with my great co-host, Eric Henriksen. Thank you very much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knee. I said good luck with the rest of your weeks. Your weeks are just beginning. Regardless, good luck with whatever you have going on. Bless the knees. Bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.